Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, football fans? It's First and Foxborough. I'm Kyrie Thompson. Make sure you download, subscribe, listen, stream it on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's about to get really busy in the NFL. We just had the combine wrap up last week. Free agency, legal tampering starts on Monday, and the draft is next month. We got a lot to talk about, but today I have a very special guest for you all. One of the breakout stars of the NFL Combine, one of the hottest draft prospects out there, Northwestern's Tommy Adebuare. Man, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Man, I appreciate you for having me. I'm doing great.
Man, it's been a whirlwind weekend, you know, plus for you, man, going down to Indianapolis, doing all the workouts, meeting with all the teams, and now you're just back at Northwestern being a regular old student. How are you processing everything?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the same way, you know, I've been doing it the last 4 years, handling a whole bunch of different things happening at once. Just, you know, these last 4 years just been, you know, student, you know, I feel like there's been kind of two jobs, like, you know, the student life and then just the football life. So, but yeah, everything's been great for me these last couple weeks.
Absolutely, man. And again, you had a heck of a Senior Bowl week and went out and dominated at the combine. What were you wanting to prove throughout this pre-draft process, you know, going into that all-star game, going into the combine? What is it that you wanted to get across to teams as they consider whether or not to make you a member of their team?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I felt like teams didn't really know the type of player I really was. So I wanted to take full advantage of both the Senior Bowl and combine. And I feel like I did that. I wanted to show just how athletic I really am. My intelligence and just like my overall relentless motor and attitude, you know, within this game. So I think I accomplished those things. So we'll see, you know, what happens from here.
I mean, it really pops. Like when you know, I watch you play, just every single snap, it feels like you're in the backfield or you're like on an offensive lineman and they're just like, okay, what do I do with this? And you know, seeing what you did at the combine was exceptional, and it almost just didn't make sense for, you know, a guy as you know, big as you are. But then I did a little digging, and I saw you're a track guy, and then things kind of made a little bit of sense. And that's something I love in young football players doing track and field to help with power, explosiveness, and speed. How would you say your track background kind of seeped into your football training and how it influences you as an athlete?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I felt like in high school, track allowed me to understand how to use my legs, you know, in terms of releasing all my power from my legs to my upper body, in shot put and discus. And, you know, I like my track coach in high school was really good at emphasizing that and teaching me how to do that. So that was able to translate to football, because in football, it's not just your upper body, but you have to also use your legs. So being able to use kind of my entire power from my legs through my upper body, you know, through my, like, the offensive lineman I might be going against or tight end, yeah, has allowed me to be successful in, you know, obviously high school football and college football.
Yeah, and one thing that stood out to me too is when you would drop in coverage, you know, in games or even when you're doing the drills, I mean, just the speed, the change of direction, I found to be, again, this thing you were talking about, people not really knowing what kind of player you were. I found that stuff really interesting. But another thing I was thinking about, I know you did shot put. Did you do any sprints as well, or were you just doing field?
No, I just did shot put and discus.
See, it's interesting because, I mean, you ran as fast as you did. It made me wonder, like, did you have an advantage, you know, having the track background to kind of knowing how to run the 40? Because, I mean, some guys are fast, but they don't really know how to run the, really get out of the blocks and run fast. But that didn't seem like that was a problem for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm always in that, you know, kind of that stance anyway, just playing defensive line. Obviously, there's like a better way to come out with the 40, but, you know, I trained at Exos and they helped kind of prepared me to make sure I was comfortable in whatever stance I was doing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And you kind of mentioned, you know, being comfortable, just like whatever stance, whatever it is that you're doing. When you were at the Senior Bowl, you're meeting with teams and at the Combine as well, did they give you any indication of whether they saw you as, you know, an inside or outside guy, or was it something like, hey, you know, we see you as being somewhere we could put anywhere?
Yeah, so I got that question a lot at the Senior Bowl and Combine, and I just kind of let those teams know I'm a defensive lineman. You know, basically, you know, I've been since high school, and as you can see from my college film, I can play anywhere. Defensive end, defensive tackle, outside linebacker, wherever you need me, I'm able to play at that spot effectively just because my athleticism allows for it. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are, you know, definitely see me as an interior guy. Some teams have me, you know, as like a run stopping defensive end that could be inside on passing down. So that's just kind of what I can feel from NFL teams right now.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of depending on where you are, whether it's, you know, on one down, maybe you are kicked inside when you're playing like a three tech, and then maybe you're outside, you know, playing as a defensive end, like from a given, on every given snap, like how are you thinking about, okay, how do I use my strengths to win this particular matchup, you know, in this different situation, being prepared to do anything at once? Like, how do you kind of gauge that from snap to snap? Like, okay, this is what I need to do here. This is what I can use against this guy.
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like if I'm outside, I'm more focused on like my power rushes just because those guys are a little bit more athletic. So especially in the Big Ten, like that's kind of the move that seemed to be most effective for me, using a long arm, stab chop move where I can kind of break their outside arm and get by. If I'm inside, I'm quicker than pretty much everybody inside, interior wise, those guards. So I feel like I can do more speed to power type stuff, use my speed then to power, just because I am faster in size. So those are kind of my two approaches, kind of depending on if I'm inside or outside.
Definitely. And it just occurred to me too, that you got plenty of chances probably to go up against Peter Skoronski, who is one of the top offensive line prospects in this draft. What was that like going up against him every day, you know, kind of battling and kind of iron sharpens iron, you know, sort of thing? Like, what can you tell me about him as a player?
Yeah, I mean, going against Peter is always fun. He's obviously a very good player, has really good feet, really good balance. So it helps me in my game, helps me get better going against that kind of talent. So, yeah, it's always fun. You know, all 4 years I've been fortunate to kind of have that talent across from me. Obviously, with Peter these last 2 years and then my first 2 years with the Rashawn Slater. So yeah, having that kind of talent that I'm going up against every single day in practice has helped me become a better player.
Absolutely. And that's a guy that Peter's been compared to a lot, because maybe not necessarily having the longest arms out there, but they have exceptional movement skills and other things that help them, you know, still succeed. Whereas, you know, people are like, I don't know, can they play tackle? And they keep on being able to play tackle. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's like, it's really, it's interesting to like think about the fact that you've gotten a chance to go against both of them. And obviously Rashawn is, you know, one of the better young tackles in the game out there in Los Angeles. So you really had a chance to, you know, get sharpened up. Now, with, obviously I'm over here in Boston, so we are get a lot of Patriots related questions about you and about other prospects. I know you got a chance to meet with the Patriots down at the Senior Bowl. What can you tell me about what that meeting was like with them, and what kind of stands out to you about, you know, talking with members of the New England Patriots and being coached by them?
Yeah, so I don't think I was coached by them at the Senior Bowl. But, you know, in our meeting with at the Senior Bowl, I believe it was just kind of get to know you type questions. They just want to kind of get a feel of like the person and who I am and kind of how I grew up, stuff like that. So, yeah, that's kind of how that meeting went. with the Patriots.
Is that kind of how it is at a lot of these meetings at this point, kind of like get to know you, and then, you know, you have, you know, top 30 visits and things later on? Or have you gotten a chance to go in depth a bit more with other teams?
Yeah, so Senior Bowl is kind of like a more get to know you type of interviews, and they'll sometimes have you, some teams had you draw plays, some teams had you watch film like of just your game. And then Combine was kind of a little bit more, you know, we actually have position coaches there kind of talking to you rather than like a scout. It was a position coach. Those are kind of like the things we did in terms of like the interview process.
Yeah, because it gets described a bit as it's like everybody kind of meets with everybody. And, you know, sometimes people would be like, yeah, it's a little bit of a blur, and they ask you to do different things. Like I heard like the Chicago Bears had like a dart throwing thing in their meeting room that everybody was having fun with. Did you get a chance to do that?
No, I didn't meet formally with the Bears, but I know in my meeting with the the Eagles.
Yeah.
I had to shoot like five shots on like a mini hoop.
Nice.
Basketball mini hoop. So, yeah.
You had to like beat the coaches at it?
I don't know. They just had me attempt five shots. So, and then we started our meeting.
I love it. It's like a little icebreaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And just like, it's like, okay, yeah, let's see how competitive you get. See if you can make all five. And if you don't, like, how does it affect you? I dig that. I want, if you could tell me about your time, you know, at Northwestern. We kind of touched on it a little bit in terms of the, you know, practicing against Rashawn, against Peter, but, you know, it's also just in terms of being there at the school and playing there, because there was kind of some up and down stuff, right? You know, some, you know, a good year, you know, in 2020, and then kind of some rougher stuff. And obviously this past year was rough from a record standpoint. But when you look back on your time in college, you know, and coming out as a senior, how did those experiences help you prepare for what you're about to get into now?
Yeah, definitely. I think I helped, you know, definitely grow as a leader and as a man, just being able to handle all those adverse situations. Because like you said, it was definitely a couple rough years. And just to, you know, find a way to keep showing up, keep working. I think it just kind of helped grow me as a, like, mentally too, just being able to handle that, but still come out and give it your best effort no matter what the situation is. And, you know, I think I did that these last couple years. Just like no matter what, you know, the record was, or no matter how badly we're struggling, I tried my best to come in each and every week to give it my all.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, obviously we talked about, you know, the struggles, but how about some wins? What's the thing that you are most proud of when you look back on your college career?
Yeah, I would say winning the Citrus Bowl back in 2020. It was like the New Year's Day in 2021.
Yeah, man.
Just being able to play with a lot of those guys that are in that game, like Ernest Brown, Patty Fisher, you know, some of these older guys that kind of helped lead us to that game. And it was just fun getting to play with those guys.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, that was part of the good, the high note. Love that.
Right.
So now we talked a little bit about off air, right? You got your pro day coming up on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. What's your schedule looking like in the immediate? And then once pro day is over, you know, how is the preparation going to look from then up until the NFL draft?
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, pro day this Tuesday, and then from there it could be workouts, it could be visits. So I mean, it can all. I honestly have no idea. That's kind of it kind of goes everywhere after that. So there'll be meetings with different teams and potentially private workouts, stuff like that. So I honestly don't know what's truly next after how everything looks after pro day.
Yeah. So you don't have any meetings or anything lined up? You're kind of just waiting to see what comes?
No, there's definitely some teams I'll be meeting with and having workouts with. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. It'll be interesting to see what they are. Obviously, I'll be looking out to see if one of them is over here in New England. And selfishly, I would love to see you be able to come and do your thing out here and start your NFL career out in this direction. But if not, there is another team that I tend to watch a lot, that whose area I'm from. You might have heard of them. They're about 30 minutes south or so on Lakeshore Drive from where you're at. So, hey, if you don't end up out here, maybe you could end up there playing by the lakefront. That would be fun.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Also, before we get going, because I personally found it fascinating, and I had to dig into it a little bit, but we both have some kingly first names mm-hmm. on here. Mm-hmm. Mine has a couple of different origins, Arabic and Swahili. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's got a couple of different things, but I would love for you to tell the audience what Adetamiwa means.
Yeah. So Adetamiwa, you know, it's a Nigerian name. It's kind of like I don't know the full definition exactly, but I know it's like royalty of one. So that's kind of like the general meaning of it. There could be kind of a few different meanings, but that's kind of the general sense of what it means.
Yeah, because I saw like the crown has come to me, or like something like that. Exactly. And I was just like, that's so baller. It's it's like I didn't even choose the crown; it just came to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like I was born a king.
Yeah. Definitely.
Exactly. Definitely. No, that's what's up. And obviously, you are one of the kings of the NFL Combine, and going to be one of the really sought after guys in this draft. It's going to be really fun. Good luck to you, and thank you so much for joining the show. That's Tommy Adebuare of Northwestern, and once again, looking forward to seeing where you end up, man.
All right. Thank you.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.